Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
You know, when you broadcast mostly Big 12 and Pac-12 games, you don't get a full dose of stadiums and fan bases that are passionate like in the Southeastern Conference. And I think Fox is about to get a summer earful of the SEC. They make the announcement yesterday, like we've been telling you for months around here, that Fox was going to have that Alabama-Texas game. They did not announce an 11 a.m. kick Central Time. They didn't announce that yet. But fans were already reacting yesterday, guys, that if they put this game at 11
o'clock. Oh, they're going to put it at 11. You better get ready for that.
Well, so let me ask you guys, let's go back to 2019, early season game, LSU in Austin. It was a primetime game. I forgot which network.
ABC had that one.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a Herb Street Fowler game.
It was. A big, big game there. Even Texas fans, Longhorn Life, just so you know, everyone will hate you if this is some 11 a.m. BS.
I thought that's what they want for the cocktail party, not the cocktail party, the shootout. That's what they beg for the shootout.
It's not September then. It's at least October.
I know. That has a lot to do with being able to do the fair the rest of the day. It doesn't cut your day up. It's going to be 11 o'clock. It's where they put their big game.
Jay says, this better be under the lights.
You can't say, if you're Fox, our big game, big noon kickoff, we're even going to give it a name, big noon kickoff.
Right.
You can't call it your big noon kickoff, and then maybe the biggest game you've got, well, Ohio State, Michigan is the biggest game they're going to have, by the way, also at noon Eastern.
Yeah, but they love
that's
that.
That's where the Big Ten wants it. Yeah. But you can't really call it your big noon kickoff and say it's our biggest game if you don't put Alabama, Texas
well,
there.
You can. It's your game.
Well, it's your game, but if you're going to say this is our big game, well, you don't put Alabama, Texas. It's your one chance to show Alabama.
Yeah. Where do you guys want it?
I don't really care.
I don't care either. I'll watch it. I mean, Alabama's playing there for the first time in Austin since 1922. Good 100-year anniversary the last time they went out to Austin to play a game. Chris says Fox already has Major League Baseball that night. Okay, so there you go. They've already got Major League Baseball that night.
Uh-huh.
September baseball. Can't beat that.
You would think that could move to the FS1, but they could have college football there too. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is where they put their big games, and everybody is hung up on it has to be in prime time to get a big audience, and that just is not the case
anymore.
No,
it's not, and that's why this has been a massive success for Fox, the 11 a.m. window, putting a big game there, because that's when other networks had thrown their B-list games, or sometimes their C-list games, and you sort of built as the day went on. They said, let us put our best game there, and we'll just see what we can do. And it ended up being such a big success that ESPN now has gotten where it puts a big game at a game day a lot, and it's had great success. So that's a growing window, and whether it's a 2:30 game on CBS or an 11 o'clock game on Fox or ESPN or prime time, if it's the biggest game of the day, college football fans are going to watch it no matter what time it is. I just don't know how big Alabama and Texas is going to be. It's a great helmet game.
Big names.
A great helmet game.
I was listening this morning to a Texas football breakdown. I forgot who the guy was, some Texas insider. It wasn't our friend Chip Brown. It was on one of those SiriusXM channels. And they were talking about this Texas team. He went through it. He said that Quinn Ewers is going to be the quarterback. They started talking about the defense, and he's like, look, week two, it doesn't matter anyway. He's like, they got a rough one.
They're already coming.
Yeah, this is the Texas insider. They got a rough one. So, I mean, basically, he said they have no shot against Alabama.
See, I don't know if that is the case. It depends on, I mean, do you know what Quinn Ewers looks like at quarterback? I don't know.
No, I don't think anybody does.
So that's a roll of the dice wild card. And I think Sarkisian, a lot like Lane Kiffin, will be able to stress Alabama's defense because, you know, they've been on the inside. They know how the sausage is made, and they are going to be able to do things that Pete Golding and Nick Saban believe in. They're going to be able to do things offensively that counteract their automatic reads. When we do this, they're going to be coached up to do this so we can expose them doing that. So that's when you play Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss – usually you struggle And then Alabama had a year of that in Oxford and had a year to work on that and came back and said, all right, here's how we're going to outfox Lane, knowing our inside information. Maybe they learned something from that experience last year against Ole Miss where they just dominated them. Maybe they learned something and sort of can throw some curveballs to Sark, but he's been on the inside, and I think those offensive guys have an advantage of knowing how the defenses, the way they're coached at Alabama, read things.
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say real quick, the newest report is Texas is trying to not only match USC, but overpay for Jordan Addison. And so if you've got Addison, you've got Xavier Worthy, you've got Bijan, Billingsley we know is a talented tight end.
And don't forget Jai Hall, who's just happy to be loved by Texas fans and away from those mean Alabama fans.
And you know those guys will be motivated. It really does come down to how good is that offensive line and Quinn Ewers. I mean, they've got, and Sark knows how to call an offense. So, you know, they could be an interesting team offensively this year.
And anyway, historically, Brown, Alabama has struggled with Texas historically.
No matter what. They have 7-1-1, I think, all time Texas is.
Yeah. It's Texas leads that 7-1-1.
Yeah. Alabama's only win was the national championship game.
The one for the trophy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It absolutely was.
Now, you said, I don't know how big that game is, Alabama, Texas. Let me, and I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Nationally,
on that day. How big is that game?
I'll give you all the other significant games that day. You tell me where this one ranks. USC at Stanford.
Boo.
Well, I think that's probably your primetime ABC game.
Really?
We gave it to the Pac-12 Network yesterday, but just listen to the rest of the schedule.
I mean,
you tell
Stanford
me.
Stanford is way down the Pac-12 pecking order.
Listen to the rest of the schedule and you tell me. Washington State at Wisconsin.
No.
Tennessee at Pittsburgh.
No.
Iowa State at Iowa. Now, if I'm ABC, that's my primetime game. But it seems like they always want to play that one early.
They always do. Yeah.
It always seems early.
Well, it's always a 2:30.
I feel like you might have that one 2:30 Fox right after Bama, Texas, or 2:30 ABC. Tennessee-Pittsburgh right now screams like a straight out of game day game.
It does.
That's what that feels like right there. And then it feels like your ABC prime game will be USC at Stanford.
That's it? You've run through the whole schedule?
I can't find one that...
Hold on. I'm going to go to a different
place.
Go.
I don't know what a different place is. I'm looking at the actual games.
So. LTU, I have a magical place.
Kentucky, Florida? I mean, do you put Kentucky, Florida in that discussion?
I mean, that's your CBS game.
Well, if CBS, that's a week two. I guess CBS is there. Yeah, Kentucky, Florida is probably your CBS game. South Carolina, Arkansas?
Tell us about Creekside. Let me jump into my magical...
You go find better games than I just gave you.
Yeah, I don't think that's definitely your top game of the day. Probably top game of the month, at least on paper. Our friends at Creekside Barbecue, if you have not been yet, you've got to go. If you don't have lunch plans today, make sure you go to Creekside Barbecue, Oak Mountain, centered around great barbecue, soulful music, good vibes, Alabama-style chicken. They've got the North Carolina pork and the Memphis-kissed ribs. Brown, would you go with the Alabama-style chicken, North Carolina pork, or Memphis-kissed ribs?
Yes. Right now, today, it feels like a rib day. I think I'd go Memphis Kissed Ribs.
I think I would go North Carolina pork.
All right.
It's your choice. Along with chef-inspired sides like the corn casserole, that potato salad with the feta cheese, there is something for everyone at Creekside Barbecue. Creekside Barbecue just off of I-65 at the Oak Mountain exit. Come enjoy lunch or dinner on Creekside's outdoor deck overlooking the creek. Several TVs. You can watch the NBA playoffs out there. Creekside can also cater parties and other events up to 200 people. For more information, stop by, tell them the Next Round sent you, or check out that menu today, creekside-bbq.com.
I can already tell you where Tim Brando will be. Arizona State, Oklahoma State. That sounds like a Tim Brando FS1 game. Houston and Texas Tech will be a fun little game.
That's a fun game. FS screams FS1 at night. Your late kick is going to be a sneaky good game, Baylor at BYU that night. That's going to be like a 9:15 ESPN.
That's a good game. Yeah.
No, it's a good game, but it's not going to bump any of the ones I mentioned.
No. But in week two, I mean, that could be a nice little ABC primetime game.
That might end up being the second best game of the day behind Alabama and Texas.
I don't disagree. I just don't think ABC is going to pass on USC Stanford for BYU Baylor. The BYU Baylor game.
That's a new holy war.
That's true. Baptists against Mormons.
Yeah.
The BYU Baylor game will be a better game. I'm just saying, now you know how this works, Dunaway. TV loves to play these national blue blood teams, and they think, hey, we're going to get the San Francisco market and the LA market with this.
Yeah. UAB's back at Liberty that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll get some.
It's not a great day, week two. We're already dogging week two. We do this every year.
I'll watch every one of these games.
I can't wait.
Locked in.
Yeah. I mean, Kentucky, Florida is probably your CBS game. South Carolina, Arkansas is probably That's like an ESPN2 or your Prime. I don't know if they'll go SEC Network on that one. I'm just telling you, Alabama, Texas.
A lot of interest in Spencer Rattler early, though.
Yeah, Alabama, Texas is, I mean, it's Fox's biggest game. And if, in fact, they do have baseball that night, I'm going to take his word for it. It's an 11 o'clock kick. There's no way around that.
Dave Neal, by the way, will be in Athens for Samford in Georgia.
That's right.
Day.
Yep.
I can almost lay these schedules out for people.
Yeah, you're going to have Taylor Zarzer and Matt Stinchcomb, San Jose State at Auburn. They'll be there.
Okay, who's going to do the Southern at LSU game on the other SEC Network game?
Boy. That's going to be the DJ Shockley, Mike Morgan crew. I think Mike Morgan's the play-by-play guy for that one.
I think Cole and them will catch Wake Forest at Vanderbilt. We'll send them.
I had them maybe.
I mean, Wake Forest is going to be close to a top 25 team.
But Vanderbilt's Vanderbilt.
Yeah,
I know, but it's on the SEC Network, so you got to send the SEC Network.
I had them catching the bone of South Carolina, Arkansas. SEC Network's going to get a good game early for
that
them.
Would be a good game.
Where are they going to send the ESPN crews, though?
ESPN. I've already given you ESPN. Well, I don't know. You're going to have Herb Street and Fowler are going to be USC Stanford.
Okay, but
you'll get a better than you think. Hey, I tell you what, they may actually do Baylor BYU head-to-head.
I think
that may
they
be
will.
Your McDonough-Blackledge game.
It's going to be a top 25 matchup.
Yeah, yeah. That might be your McDonough-Blackledge game head-to-head on ESPN.
It's much better than those other SEC games.
But in every window on ESPN or ESPN2, they've got a SEC game. It doesn't. The SEC Network, unlike some other conferences, does not always get the best SEC game that's not picked up by the main network.
Not a whole lot to pick from. Tennessee Pitt will be in that early window. I think that's your straight out of game day game. So now you're telling me I need a 2:30 SEC game?
And that's Kentucky, Florida. And I'm telling you, it's 6 o'clock. Not just the SEC Network game. There'll be another one on ESPN or ESPN2.
ESPN's going to be BYU, Baylor, and ABC. So your ESPN2 is probably, you're right, South Carolina, Arkansas.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then send Cole and the great Tom Hart and the other guy to Wake Forest and Vandy.
Jordan Rogers.
Yeah, Jordan Rogers.
You think Wake Forest Vandy is a better game than San Jose State Auburn?
No, San Jose State's a fun team.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun game to watch, too.
But Wake will be a top 15 team.
Texas A&M, Appy State that day, too. That's not a terrible game. I mean, like you give Cole that game, Tom Martin, those guys that game.
But your point is, Alabama, Texas is a big game.
It is.
Despite what could be a 20-point outcome.
I'm interested, not to jump ahead, but the week after when A&M's got Miami, who picks that up? ABC?
ABC, ESPN. Well, it's probably going to be ESPN. I'd have to look at what else is that. Well, you got Penn State, Auburn. We already know that's.
We already know?
You know, last year it was the ABC Prime game.
Yeah, but
we don't already know.
This is a better game.
Miami, Texas A&M. Well, I mean, the Auburn Penn State game could be a closer game. The Miami, Texas A&M game is probably a more meaningful game. Yeah, I don't disagree with you on that.
Yeah, you got one top 10 in Texas A&M, maybe a top 5, and then against
top 15 in Miami. Yeah. Penn State-Auburn may be the better of the two games, though.
Already doing the TV schedule week 3. Penn State-Auburn, you have Bad Alabama hosting revenge game with Louisiana Monroe.
That is a revenge game.
Have they played in a while?
No payback.
How many times can a team beat Nick Saban twice in back-to-back years? Have they played since the old school bus game, as Fitzy called it?
Ooh, I don't know.
Missouri State and Arkansas, Louisiana Monroe, Alabama, USF and Florida, Youngstown and Kentucky, Mississippi State at LSU, Abilene and Missouri, Georgia and South Carolina, Akron and Tennessee, Miami and Texas A&M. That's a pretty good bet. Miami, Texas A&M is going to slide right into that CBS game.
You think they'll play on CBS? Because I don't know. They do like to do
two SEC teams.
Yeah, which would be Georgia and South Carolina. Some of that might depend on how South Carolina does against Arkansas the week before.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Mississippi State, LSU.
Yeah. They do. I think they've tried to trend that. This is going to be one of their last years doing it, so they may say, screw it, we just want the better games.
Yeah.
But I think in years past, they've trended to do SEC versus SEC.
You guys ever wonder what we do when we're just sitting around?
This is it.
We love to play out TV schedules.
That's right. Well, I mean, it's my plan of my fall. I'm going to be sitting in front of the TV for all of them, I can promise you. By the way, on Twitter, and I cannot confirm this on the fly, New Year, New Jace, not really. It's his Twitter handle. Says the Fox baseball game that day, believe it or not, is Brewers Reds. I'm sure they're beyond excited to have that prize.
Reds will already have 100 losses.
How do they already have that planned out? That's not true.
Okay, I'm going to go see if I can confirm it. I said I would try to confirm it. What day is that? September what?
Jace, congratulations to Motley, by the way.
What day is that? September, we're talking September 10th? Oh, yeah. According to the ESPN schedule, Reds Brewers on main Fox at 6:15.
Yeah, that'll change by then. Surely well,
they've already got it set.
Surely they have buyouts.
Reds Brewers. Yeah, Lance is right. It's going to be the whoever the AAA Reds are and the Brewers who are coasting towards the playoffs. What a terrible matchup.
Much more on what happened yesterday in college football, but Texas and Alabama officially in Austin on Fox, as we expected. Fox 6 here in the Birmingham area. Jonathan Hardison and his crew were pumped up about that announcement yesterday. I'm sure they got special programming around what is expected to be that 11 a.m. kickoff on main Fox. More college football news that was significant, in my opinion, after LT tells us about his ride in this morning with our friends at Exclusive Auto Wholesale.
Yeah, I'm in that 2020 Mercedes SUV, the 350 GLE. I absolutely love it. If you're in the market, it's got 16,000 miles on it. It is beautiful. White, it's got the panoramic view, completely loaded out. But if you're just in the market to buy or sell, you need to go see Drew Shields and his team. A lot of people are having inventory problems. That's not a problem at Exclusive Auto Wholesale. They are obsessed with making sure every client feels like a lifelong friend. The experience, second to none, and Exclusive Auto Wholesale, they will make it easy on the customer. At Exclusive Auto Wholesale, no more waiting around 3 to 5 hours to purchase a car. Drew and his team know that everyone's time matters. They work efficiently to make sure every customer is 100% satisfied. To view EAW's inventory and great five-star reviews, go to EAWcars.com. You can also stop by, see that incredible showroom located 2630 Pelham Parkway. But when you stop in, make sure you tell Drew and his entire staff that the Next Round sent you.
Forrester says the Reds are in the Field of Dreams game, too. Oh, did we expect the Reds to be good this year? How did they get all these TV windows? Reds Cubs Field of Dreams game. Maybe the Reds are better in Iowa than Ohio. I don't know.
All right, here's the other big football news that happened yesterday. Jeff Collins, it's a make-or-break year for him at Georgia Tech, friend of the show. And he was able to pick up a quarterback. At one time, the guy who was supposed to follow in the line of Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, DJ Uiagalelei, and it was supposed to be next man up, was supposed to be Tyshawn Pumashon. But Pumashon is out the door now. And he is at Georgia Tech. The announcement comes yesterday. The former four-star quarterback Clemson commit is going to go to Georgia Tech. He'll enroll this summer. He'll go through summer workouts. He'll be there when camp opens up and will be the likely winner of the quarterback job if everything goes right. Tyshawn Pumashon. And remember when he came onto the scene, people raved about him at Clemson. He was supposed to be the next one in line. Problem with Clemson is they keep recruiting 4- and 5-star quarterbacks. So Klubnik's there now, so there's no path for him starting, so he's off to Georgia Tech. One thing Jeff Collins has had a problem with since he's got to Atlanta has been finding a quarterback quality enough in the transition from triple option to play their style of offense in modern football. This is their best chance at quarterback since he's been there.
Well, you know, I thought they had one a couple of years ago. For the last couple of years, real raw kid, what's his name?
Weaver, was it Weaver his last name?
No. Nope. Hang on, I'll say it in a minute. Yeah. I want to say Reggie Ball, but that was forever ago. But he started out really well, and
he's
he just never progressed.
All of the tools. He was just inconsistent, made some bad decisions, but he looked the part at times. But you're right. And a natural NIL deal for this guy.
Why?
With Puma Shoes, right?
Puma Shoes.
Pumashon. Puma Shoes?
Pumashon. Yeah, Puma Shoes. You know what Pumashon wears? Puma Shoes. Back in a moment.
More fun facts later.
Yes, absolutely. So I thought that was a pretty big pickup there.
No, it is. It is. You know, I was reading a story, or actually I saw a headline or a tweet about a story. It was an unidentified ACC coach being asked about Jeff Collins. And he goes, he just lost his best player, and he's his best player by a mile to Alabama. What's the guy supposed to do?
That's right.
I thought that was more interesting, though, about Jahmyr Gibbs, that an opposing ACC coach called him Georgia Tech's best player and then said, and he's their best player by a mile. And that kid just went to Alabama.
And that's the world of college football now in a nutshell. All right. Part of the show being brought to you by Odie's, and then we'll send out a very special message after you tell us about the special folks at Odie's.
It's Birmingham Institution located right there in Crestline Village. If you're looking for a big time tomorrow night, Odie's Team Trivia, every single Wednesday night, me, Rocky, Will Haver, we will be there. Make sure you join us. You can sit outside, enjoy this great spring weather, enjoy the ice cold beer buckets full of the Bud Light. Come see Will Haver, that great staff. Enjoy lunch or dinner from Rodney Davis, the wings, the burgers, the great sandwiches and salads. It's all going on Odie's Tavern, Crestline Village.
All right. Montana Fouts is up in the next segment. We'll talk to the Alabama pitcher about the upcoming NCAA tournament. Let me see. I got the number right here. This is the 23rd straight trip to the NCAA tournament for Alabama softball. Montana Fouts will join us about the weekend ahead over in Tuscaloosa. Really big weekend for Alabama and everyone who's in the NCAA tournament. So we'll talk to Montana about that. As we go to break here, our thoughts and prayers with Calvin McGee, the offensive coordinator over at Jacksonville State, and to the Jacksonville State program, the players who work with him, the coaches that work with him, his family. Some dire straits over there after, what was it, Brown? Was it a heart attack?
Yeah, according to Brent McMurphy, suffered a heart attack, and one of his friends said, we're praying for a miracle. So it does sound very, very serious, obviously.
Yeah. So our thoughts and prayers with Calvin McGee. We're back in a moment.
Call the next round now at 205-734-0923. This hour of the next round is presented by Culver's. Now hiring full and part-time at the Tattersall Park location off 119. Health and dental insurance and $14 to $16 per hour for full-time hires. Apply in-store or online at culvers.com.
A legendary coach once said, it's not the will to win that matters. It's the will to prepare to win. Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Bromberg's invites you to an exclusive 2-day buying event. Meet an expert buyer to sell your jewelry, diamonds, watches, and collectibles. Receive immediate payment or opt to receive 120% of your offer in Bromberg store credit to use towards anything in the store now or in the future. It is Bromberg's exclusive 2-day buying event. Thursday, April 21st at the Summit. Friday, April 22nd in Mountain Brook. Appointments recommended. Do not miss this opportunity at Bromberg's.
Hey, if you're looking for Birmingham's best pizza, you need to stop in and see our friends at Slice Pizza and Brew. It's as local as you can get, from the ingredients that go into every pizza to the beer on tap. For a great lunch or dinner, go see our friends today, Vestavia or Lakeview, at Slice.
The next round team is getting healthy in 2022. You could join the challenge as we look to lose weight with our friends at Way to Wellness. Plus, you can participate with your office as well and win a grand prize. For more information, go to nextroundlive.com.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com. The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the Next Round hosts a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation, while sipping some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, presented by Redmont Vodka. LT has in-depth conversations with personalities like Clay Travis and Taylor Hicks. Find those podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple and Spotify. And remember to like and subscribe.
Hey, Lance Taylor from The Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap.
What makes Culver's Butter Burger one of America's best-loved burgers? I could go on for hours, but all you really need to know is this. Our fresh, never-frozen beef is made from the highest quality cuts for richness and flavor. We press that beef into a very hot grill after you order, and that's how we get that nice caramelized edge. Then we lightly butter and toast the bun for that extra bit of goodness.
Mm-mm. That's what makes it a Culver's Butter Burger. Let us craft one for you today. Welcome to Delicious.
Spring is here, and as temperatures rise, it usually brings wind and rain, and that can lead to problems. Ryan Brown here for the next round. If a problem does occur, Dry Tech specialists are ready to help. It is so important to act immediately when water damage occurs. Failing to do so can cause mold, rot, and mildew issues. So act fast. Call Dry Tech at 205-637-0143. You get 24/7 emergency services with Dry Tech. 205-637-0143 or mydrytech.com.
We'll find out if I owe Brown a dollar. He said Montana would be at the practice facility already. I don't know if that's the practice facility or not. We'll find out if I owe him a dollar in just a second as we get ready for the NC double freaking A tournament this weekend.
What's your language?
I said freaking.
I know. It's the Summit Tree Stands Group that brings you Montana Fouts with us each week, a leading manufacturer of premium quality, high-performance tree stands, safety harnesses, and tree accessories. Tree stand accessories. You can find out more at summitstands.com. That is summitstands.com. And Montana's helping you save 14% off all tree stand orders with code Montana14. That is Montana14. She is with us now on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. Practice is mere moments away. What's up, Montana? How are you?
Good. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. I didn't know we were betting on this, but are you, in fact, at the Alabama team facility right now?
I am. We've got road
There you go.
Right there. I'm sitting. They have a little blocked off section here for some reason, so I'm feeling kind of fancy this morning sitting in a blocked off section of the roads, but I'm here.
That's the premium seating. Montana's got premium tickets.
Actually, I think that's for the media, so that's probably my seat for this upcoming weekend. So it should be should be exciting. Hey, I got to ask you though. We've talked about the journey for this team and everything. It was a one and done at the SEC tournament, not what you were looking for when you got there. As a team leader, do you vocalize disappointment, or do you try to keep it positive? Are you trying to keep it loose? How do you attack it psychologically going now into must-win situations?
Yeah, of course it's disappointing because we know what we're capable of, but I think it's more of we're running our own race and everything. It's happening for a reason, and it's better to experience that kind of failure and know what that's like before the last game that you play. So from experience, you know, I would much rather win the national championship any day of the week. So I think just experiencing what it takes, especially in high pressure situations, I think is good because we have a really young team.
So for the selection show on Sunday night, Murph gave you guys some black shirts that said Punkman 96. Tell us the story behind that.
So I guess it's a YouTube video. I'll have to send this to you guys another time, but it's basically just saying that everybody else's opinions, like on social media or even like negative opinions that people say of you, they don't really matter. And it's what you think about yourself and how we think about each other as a team. It's kind of us against everybody.
Did you, Montana Fouts is with us, JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline, and she's presented by Summit Tree Stands, summitstands.com. And code Montana14 to help you save. SummitStands.com. Save 14% on those tree stand orders. Did you guys, was a six seed a surprise after leaving the tournament a little bit earlier? Is that about where you thought you would be?
Yeah, you know, we were definitely hoping to be in the top eight, but every little thing can go into the seeding like that. Because my freshman year, you know, we got the eight seed after like a really good whole season, so that was kind of surprising. And last year we finished strong and got the three, so you know, it just depends on how everybody else around you is doing too. So you know, we're definitely happily surprised.
Going back to the YouTube video, do you see negative comments on social media? Because I'll give you an example. I don't know how many tweets I send out about Alabama softball during the course of the season, but I tweeted after the loss and that the selection show was coming up Sunday, and I tagged you in it. And then every comment afterwards was a negative comment about the team's not hitting right now. They've got to do better offensively. And I was like, boy, you know you're a popular sport when you get negative comments like that. That's sort of legitimizes what you guys have done over 26 teams over there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I feel like definitely the older that I'm getting and the more that I'm playing the game, I just realized that people like the Punkman 96 on Twitter, you know, he's not at the field right now, or she's not at the field putting the work in. So honestly, I think that our team's kind of getting the point. We don't care really what they say just because they're not the ones doing it. So, I mean, sometimes you see them, like, so you can turn them off. So I think that's good, especially this time of year, just because, you know, it's probably good not to be on social media anyway, let alone seeing negative comments. It's, you know, I would, because they're not going to be posting negative comments after you win. So,
well, you know, Dunaway brought up the struggles of the offense. So less than 3 runs per game over your final 10 games. Does that put more pressure on you when you take the ball out there to know that you've, I mean, the way this offense is struggling?
I mean, you know, I trust them, and I know that they'll come through in the big moments. And, you know, I think that we've had to lose every game that we've lost for a reason. So I wouldn't say pressure. I heard this quote the other day that we actually wrote on the board, but pressure is what you feel when you don't know what you're doing. So, you know, I'm confident in myself, my defense, and they'll score the runs when they need to.
Daggum Murph's got some good sayings, doesn't he? I like that one. Say it again.
That one gave me chills, yeah, man.
Pressure is what? Say it again for us.
Pressure is what you feel when you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, like that. That makes sense, too. Montana, of course it does. Montana Fouts on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline presented by Summit Tree Stands. So, like, when you get in the conference tournament, you're facing players you have seen year, or not the conference tournament, but the conference schedule, year after year after year, and now it resets to teams you may have never faced, like Stanford and Chattanooga and Murray State. So how much film work have you had to do on an entire new set of players that you may have never even faced?
It's definitely a lot more. Just like, for example, we played Missouri one weekend, and then 4 days later we play them again. So of course you're still watching film, but you already know the players by name. You already know like their tendencies somewhat. And so it's definitely completely different, but it's nice because in the SEC, I feel like we're scouting each other from day one, just because we're also watching each other on TV, and we watch every game we play. So I think it's nice, but also they've beaten some great teams. All 3 teams coming in here this weekend. So we definitely have got to be watching our film and practicing for that.
You know it's postseason because you've gotten serious softball questions.
That's right.
From everybody on the table, yeah, all the way through. Let me be the first one to go non-softball here.
Okay.
We did a story last week on the pilot on a small plane having a medical emergency, and somebody had to step up and land the plane. It was all successful and everything. We do a segment called Trash on the Table. It was in that segment. If you're on a plane with your team and it's a pilot in your team and the pilot goes down, who's landing the plane? Does Montana Fouts take it? Do you say, Bailey, get up there? Is it Shipman? Who lands the plane for you guys?
I would say, here's how this would happen. Definitely Kaylee Tao is landing the plane.
Okay.
And then I would be right beside of her trying to put my 2 cents in, for sure. She's so smart, and I feel like I would trust her just with my entire life. So it's definitely her. But I would be up there, that's for sure.
Kaylee, remember, pressure is what you feel when you don't know what you're doing.
Which is happening right now.
She would take advantage of this opportunity, trust me. She'd be like, no, I've got this. She'd be so calm. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so I'll follow without another softball question. Best thing Dixie ate this past weekend?
Ground beef yesterday. I made lasagna, and I had some extra, and I was like, I looked it up first. I was like, is it okay for dogs to have this kind of stuff? And of course, I cooked it and everything. So she's got skillet ground beef yesterday for dinner.
Do you go heavy ricotta cheese? Because that's the one I love lasagna, but I don't like it when it's heavy ricotta. Do you go with a lot of ricotta cheese in yours?
I would say I'm trying to follow my mom's recipe, and hers is definitely better than mine, but I think I used a little bit too much cheese yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's where you can go wrong. Yeah, I think that's where you can go wrong is too much ricotta. I don't know if you guys like a lot of ricotta.
I don't think I've ever heard the phrase too much cheese.
Is not real cheese. This is ricotta cheese.
Yeah.
So I think that's where you can mess up there. But boy, lasagna is a pain to make.
I grew up in a trailer in Alabaster, Montana, which is, you know, it was hamburger helper lasagna for me. I didn't even have real lasagna. It was powdered cheese for me.
Poor guy. That's so sad. That's the first time he's ever mentioned that, too.
Yeah. All right. So Alabama softball.
We didn't have tree stands. We had to climb into a tree and sit and not try to hunt.
3 o'clock SEC Network. Is that Central Time, Montana? Am I given the right time there? Surely she knows.
Yes, Central Time.
All right. Yeah. 3 o'clock Central SEC Network. I want to make sure I was given the right time. Alabama Chattanooga to start it off over in the Tuscaloosa Regional. It is, of course, double elimination.
Murph tells her not to look at the clock.
I know. It doesn't matter. You be there when we say be there. It is also a hard sellout, so tickets on the secondary market there if you would like to go watch this. Montana, best of luck to you. We thank Summit Tree Stands for bringing you Montana. They are carefully engineered to be the most silent, secure, comfortable, and safest tree stands available. Montana 14 is the code to use. 14% off all tree stands at summitstands.com. That's summitstands.com. Best of luck. We'll talk to you next week, Montana. Thank you.
Thank you all.
All right, take care. Montana Fouts on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. summitstands.com. Use code Montana14 to save 14% off all tree stands.
Just really quickly, I mean, 23 straight NCAA tournaments for Alabama softball. It's the 18th straight time that they've hosted this part of the tournament, the first pod, the regional. The last time they lost even one game in the, not to jinx them, but the last time they lost one game in the regional part of this, not the super region, but this part of the tournament, was 2007.
Oh, my God.
They've won 43 straight games in this double elimination portion here.
That's incredible.
In this first regional, but when the three teams come to Tuscaloosa.
Because you'll have to remind me of the team, but there was a surprise team in Oklahoma City last year because they had a really, really good pitcher.
James Madison.
Right, right. So, I mean, that's what you would expect, right? Is that you're randomly going to run up against that team that's got an amazing pitcher.
And I'm not sure, but it seems like it was Hawaii or somebody like that. It was a weird team that came in, and I think it was 2007 that beat Alabama, but I may be wrong about that. Just crazy.
Who's favored to win it all?
It's Oklahoma, by far. Okay. Like, it's Oklahoma. And I think during the pandemic, I won a stake that I took Oklahoma and gave you the field, and they won the national championship. I can't remember. I think Oklahoma won it last year, too. That may have been the stake I won. It was a surprise last year. It was supposed to be Oklahoma and Alabama.
Yeah, because you lost the first. Remember, Oklahoma lost game one.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, but and then they bounced back.
And they came back and won. I think James Madison upset them.
Maybe.
With that great pitcher, remember?
Yeah,
play she made at the plate.
Yeah, I hate doing this to you. I hate putting you on the spot like this. Do they reseed when they get to Oklahoma City?
No, it is bracketed out.
Okay.
And Oklahoma and Alabama are on opposite sides of the bracket.
Yeah, so you wouldn't have to meet Oklahoma until later on.
They're on opposite sides of the bracket, so if they take care of business, Oklahoma and Alabama would play in the national championship series. But here's the awkward part, all right? Here's the awkward part. Allie Shipman left Tennessee to come and finish her career at Alabama.
And?
Alabama is the 6th national seed. Tennessee is the 11th national seed. And it, as expected, both of them are hosting. If Tennessee and Alabama win their regional, they'll play in the Super Regional next week in Tuscaloosa, and one of them will be going to Oklahoma City, either Allie Shipman's old team with a little motivation to leave her home and say, you left us and we're the team going to Oklahoma City, or Alabama will be going, and she can look across the dugout and say, this is why I came to Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
So it will be a little awkward for Allie Shipman next week if Alabama and Tennessee both survive and get out there.
I'm just looking. I mean, you've got obviously there's a ton of SEC teams in this thing, but there's a ton of them that have the good seeds. So,
oh yeah, it's
Oklahoma City could have a very heavy SEC flavor.
Well, they've got it paired up, Brown, to where you have 1, 2, 3, 4 of them are hosting, I think, and then everyone else, or no, it's more than that. 6 of them are hosting, and then everybody else is a 2 seed.
Yeah.
So it works out to where the SEC is good. But I would venture to say 2 tops.
In Oak City?
There. In Oklahoma City.
Wow.
Yeah. 2 tops.
Be very disappointing.
Yeah. 2 tops. Yeah. I don't know who, though.
Okay.
I don't know which 2.
We'll see. You got to like Alabama and Tennessee probably meeting next week, so that guarantees you one.
That would guarantee you one.
Yeah. And Arkansas is really good, right? They won the SEC, so it'd be a surprise if they don't make it.
Really good.
Yeah.
Missouri's hot right now. Florida knows their way to Oklahoma City. Yeah. I mean, it could be
more.
It's
going to be more than 2. I'm going to predict more than 2.
You're going to take more than 2.
I'm going to take the over.
All right. Part of our show being brought to you by the great folks at the University of Montevallo. If you're looking for a great place to call school, they got women's softball there, too, at Montevallo. A lot of great sports. Just learned this weekend, I didn't even know this, LT clued me in, they've got a a mountain bike team, right?
Yeah, I thought you were wearing your shirt today.
I didn't wear it today because it's hockey night in America. Lunsford and I were celebrating the fact that hockey playoffs continue tonight, the Tampa Bay Lightning in action at 6. I'll get that T-shirt out. But Montevallo, great place to go to school. 75 majors, 21 NCAA scholarship sports, fully funded. Great place to call home. Great student body size for your son or daughter to succeed academically, 14-1 student to professor ratio. Great scholarships available, financial aid available. You can find out everything Montevallo offers for your family at Montevallo.edu. Montevallo.edu. Last night in baseball, as LT hinted to me several times, I was pointing out the Astros have won 9 of 10 and the Red Sox suck. Remember that part of the show yesterday, Brown?
Yes, I do.
So they played last night at Fenway. Trevor Story, who's getting hot, by the way, hits a home run. Xavier Bogaerts hits a home run. And the Boston Red Sox beat Houston 6-3. You knew it was coming, didn't you?
I did know it was coming.
Yeah.
Was this the one where you said, you mean to tell me?
You mean to tell me it goes that back the Astros have won 9 of 10?
It goes back to the old Pacers Heat. Wait a minute. LeBron and the Heat are going to Indianapolis and they're catching points?
Yeah, I didn't get to see the end of it. I went to bed. It was 2-2 because they had a rain delay, 98 minutes. So I shut it down.
Yeah. But I thought that was...
So I woke up to a good score.
I laughed when I saw that last night when I got back from being the first one out at poker.
Another donation?
Or as I call it, a Monday.
The old stop by.
Hey, guys. Bye, guys.
So I make it home, and I'm doing my show notes, and I'm writing down. I'm like, oh, I wonder how the Astros and Red Sox ended up doing. Could I have won a stake from LT? No. Would have lost a stake from LT on that one. Thought it was weird that the 13-win Red Sox were favored over the...
It went off at minus 130. It continued to go up all day.
Yeah, crazy. They just took that money from people like me. Our friends at Hemp Hill will give you your money's worth when it comes to repairing your cooling, heating, and plumbing right now. Tell us about Hemp Hill, LT.
Yes, when something is not running right, flowing right, draining right, or flushing right, disaster can strike at any moment. That's when you need to call our friends at Hemp Hill Services. Adam, Chad, Andrew, the team at Hemp Hill, the ones I trust to fix it right, always at a first always at a fair price. Trust the name. Birmingham's trusted since 1954 for all of your plumbing, cooling, and heating needs. It's Hemp Hill Services, 205-229-2090. That's 205-229-2090.
Everything Next Round is on demand now in the podcast section at nextroundlive.com.
This hour of the Next Round is presented by Culver's. Now hiring full and part-time at the Tattersall Park location off 119. Health and dental insurance and $14 to $16 per hour for full-time hires. Apply in-store or online at culvers.com.
At Alfa Romeo of Birmingham, you can now drive the 2022 Alfa Romeo Giulia TI, the Italian sports sedan of your dreams, starting at $499 per month plus tax with $4,999 down, plus first payment and title due at delivery. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo of Birmingham, 1837 Grants Mill Road, or Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com.
Like financial lease, 10,000 miles per year, WAC, MSRP, $51,409, stock numbers Q0059, Q0068, or Q0074.
I don't know about you guys, but this warm weather has me excited about getting outside again. I'm Jim Dunaway from The Next Round, and now is the perfect time to let our friends at Wayne's give your lawn the TLC it needs to get you prepared for that barefoot good summer lawn of your dreams. And right now, they're offering their best deal of the year, giving you your first month free with a one-year EnviroLawn agreement. First month free, and they'll take care of mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks as well. Call 866-WAYNES-1 or online at callwaynes.com. Remember the name Way to Wellness if you're battling weight loss in your life. I'm Jim Dunaway from The Next Round. There was a time I was over 216 pounds until Way to Wellness helped me lose 45 pounds, and now for over 2 years, they've helped me keep that weight off. Here's their website, aplanforme.com, aplanforme.com. That's a great name for a website because there's no cookie-cutter plan. Everything is designed specifically for you. No contract, no sign-up fees, and your first consultation is free at Way to Wellness.
Major League Baseball, the NBA, when the time is right, we may do a little Canadian football too. There's always some action for you at lanceslog.com, where we have my top picks for you in every league every single day. All it takes, $3 a day. $90 monthly subscriptions get you everything. No confusing packages or any shadiness. It's all simple and 100% transparent. Try it out and win with me. Go to lanceslog.com. There's a free play every single day. Again, online, all your winners every day. Go to lanceslog.com.
Hey parents, is your son or daughter moving to Tuscaloosa this fall? Consider investing versus paying thousands in apartment rent. Lance Taylor here to tell you about our friend Tyler Bigby. Tyler is an award-winning realtor that helps parents find properties to save them thousands. Tyler also specializes in game day condos and residential homes. Find out today why Tyler is rated number one by RateMyAgent.com for Tuscaloosa County. Call 205-826-6476 for Tyler Bigby, the Advantage Realty Group. Once again, 205-826-6476. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round, and I am with Drew Shields, the owner and operator of Exclusive Auto Wholesale in Pelham.
So why is it important for you guys to produce a better and more unique experience for the buyer here at EAW?
Well, it's important because word of mouth goes a long way. Everyone is quick to put up a Google review, and it's all about taking care of the customer to get that 5-star rating in return.
Make sure you drop by, see Drew Shields and that great team at Exclusive Auto Wholesale. For more information, eawcars.net.
Spring is the best time to be on the golf course, and Jerry Pate's design at Timberline will not disappoint. The course is in fantastic condition, and if you don't have time for a round of golf, come use Timberline's TrackMan driving range. You can practice, play games, and play virtual golf all on the practice tee. Come enjoy your day on one of Alabama's top 10 courses you can play. It's Timberline Golf Club. Timberline is easy to get to, just off I-65 at exit 228. Book tee times online at TimberlineGC.com. Tee it up at Timberline.
Start your day online with our website, NextRoundLive.com. The latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting NextRoundLive.com. That's NextRoundLive.com.
There's nothing I like more than a unique, delicious meal. And that's what you get at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken right on Highway 119 in Alabaster. Those great full fried chicken plates, the tenders, the poor boys. But I love the Southern staple chicken on a stick. It's perfect for a tailgate or watching the big game. And then the authentic Mississippi Delta recipe homemade tamales, the best I've ever tasted. See the whole menu or order online at champyschicken.com. For Blues, Brews, and Bird, it's Champy's Chicken, Highway 119, Alabaster.
All right, back with you on the Next Round. A lot of other headlines to get to after we started off talking about Alabama and Texas officially on Fox and not announced officially at 11 a.m. yet, but that's the expected kick time. 102 days from week zero. More college football in just a second after Brownie tells us about the great folks with my bookie. Not your bookie, but my bookie.
Yeah, Jimmy Dunaway, right now you can get started with mybookie.ag. Use the code NEXTROUND and deposit $300. Play with $200 instantly. But that's not all. They're going to match up to $1,000. They'll meet you halfway with your first deposit. So your first deposit bonus up to $1,000, but only if you use the code NEXTROUND. That helps us, and it helps get you more there at mybookie.ag.
That sounds like free money.
It's exactly what it is. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag. But don't forget to use the code NEXTROUND so they can match that first deposit up to $1,000 at mybookie.ag.
All right, mybookie right there. We appreciate them. Auburn and Samford playing baseball tonight out at the Hoover Met, and we are returning hockey tonight, and the NBA playoffs crank back up tonight, and looking forward to that Boston-Miami series. Miami was really good, if I remember, in the bubble during the pandemic, and here they are again. But this Celtics team has been to this point in the playoffs a lot recently. They just can't get over the hump.
Well, and so's Miami when you look at it. This is their sixth finals in the last 12 years. So wow. It's been dominated by the Celtics and the Heat when you look in the Eastern Conference, although the Bucks won the championship last year. They played three times this year. Boston won the season series 2-1. Boston's favored in this series, although Miami's got home court advantage. Miami has been dominant at home, undefeated, winning by an average of 18 points per game this postseason. I think it's going to be a great finals. I could see it go six or seven games. I lean Celtics right now.
7:30 on ESPN tonight, game one of that, a couple of hockey games. And the Western Conference final will crank up out in San Francisco tomorrow night with Dallas and with Golden State and the other side of the bracket in the NBA playoffs. A couple other notes from college football to tell you about. And one of these was very interesting yesterday. If you look at Connor O'Gara of Saturday Down South, he writes that, in his opinion, Jordan Addison should say no to USC, where he was this weekend, and no to Texas. And he should pick Alabama. And that's our top read at the morning rounds, nextroundlive.com. He goes through a variety of reasons. If you just put it, take money off the table. And I know you can't do that anymore. Take money off the table. If you're Jordan Addison, we've discussed this a couple of times, the benefit of playing at USC versus Texas or Alabama, where is he better suited to help his NFL stock, or does it not change at all?
I don't know if his stock really changes. I mean, I think he's solidified right now. He's a first-round guy. A lot of people view him as maybe the best receiver coming back to college football. I think the benefit going to Alabama is the known. Bryce Young, the known of the program, the coach. Texas is an unknown. This was a 5-7 team under Sarkisian. They've got probably a first-year starting quarterback that's never taken a collegiate snap. Is probably your quarterback. On the other side, if you go to USC, it's a complete rebuild right now with Lincoln Riley. I mean, if you want to win a championship and you want to play with the best quarterback of the three, the known is Alabama. And you're going to make money.
Yeah. Either any of the places you're going to make money. And I'm with you. I don't know how bad he can hurt his draft stock. I will ask you this. Day one, best receiver at SC?
Are you talking about
Jordan Addison? If he walked onto campus at SC today, he's the best receiver.
Yeah, Mario Williams, your number two guy, another transfer.
Day one, best receiver in Tuscaloosa?
Yes.
Day one, best receiver in Texas? You have to think about that one because it's the closest one.
So Texas
Xavier Worthy's a good receiver. Yeah. I'm going to Lance on that. Yep. Texas is the one place where you could go, I still think he's the best.
I still think he is, yeah.
But it's a little bit closer there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a guy there that's maybe going to take some catches away from you more than in other places.
The big thing that Connor points out is if Addison prefers to operate mostly out of the slot like he did last year in Mark Whipple's offense, Alabama can accommodate that.
I would think Texas.
With Jameis Williams and Mechie and Slade Bolden all gone and Billingsley now at Texas, Alabama has a major hole to fill at the slot. And if Addison went to Tuscaloosa, he thinks that's where he would play. Maybe not necessarily if he's at USC. May not be his place.
I haven't heard Tuscaloosa in the mix at all. Have you guys?
Not as much, but I don't think he's had his visit yet. I think he's got the visit upcoming to Tuscaloosa.
So he is taking one.
I think so. I don't know. There's
some buzz that he may come.
But, you know, if Harrell is the deep threat that everybody thinks he is from Louisville, the kid coming in from Louisville, if he's the deep threat that Jameson Williams was, and if Burton is kind of the guy we saw at Georgia, yeah, you're right. I mean, you could move him around. And that's one thing Sark was really good at is moving guys around and creating those matchups when he was in Tuscaloosa. So you got to think he could figure out how to do it in Texas as well. But I think if that's kind of what you view him as, that's his best spot right there, I think Alabama could find a way to do that.
And if you're just wondering about Alabama's receivers and just what you have returning in Tuscaloosa, and you know what you've done with Jermaine Burton and the young guys, a lot of talent over there, but it is a question mark. And Connor points this out. Here's this number. Alabama lost 1,131 slot snaps worth of production from 2021. 1,131 slot snaps are gone. That's where that door is opened up.
Yeah.
And a lot of those, it was mostly Slade Bolden in that slot.
Yeah, I mean, I just, again.
Well, what an upgrade from Slade Bolden to Jordan Addison in that slot position.
Sure. If that's the way it were to play out, sure. But, I mean, I think any coach, though, any offensive coach is going, if this is where this guy flourishes the best, you don't think Lincoln Riley can figure out how to make it work?
Yes.
You know Sarkisian can. We saw him do it in Tuscaloosa. So I don't think that that's that big of a factor here. I think if Jordan Addison goes to Steve Sarkisian and Lincoln Riley and says, love it here, here's what I need to talk to you about, I'm comfortable playing the slot, They'll figure that out.
Part of our show being brought to you by our friends at Nichols Outfitters, and then I'll let you know what Matt Smith, one of our friends of the show listening in, thinks the first three ABC primetime games will be. He's got a projection out there, and he says we could hear those games coming up today. He writes for SouthernPigskin.com and blogs from the city of Nashville.
Listen, if you're looking for a Father's Day gift, here's a great idea from Nichols Outfitters. Go purchase a Christensen Traverse rifle, and you'll be in a contest to win a Christensen Arms Ranger 22 right alongside it. If you have an outdoorsman in the family or you're that outdoorsman, drop the hint to your family. This is the kind of thing that will make you smile on Father's Day. Purchase a classic Christensen rifle. Enter to win another now till Father's Day at Nichols Outfitters in Pelham. I think this is pretty easy week one.
Yeah, he says it's a certainty that the first week will be Notre Dame and Ohio State from the horseshoe.
Yep.
Then he says, like you, Brown, he thinks it's USC Stanford week two and then Oklahoma Nebraska week three.
That's where I was going to go. You know, I think Penn State Auburn seems like a ESPN, maybe the McDonough Blackledge game. On that week three, you've got BYU at Oregon. BYU plays a tough schedule early, by the way. Yeah. We just highlighted them playing Baylor week two. They go to Oregon week three. That's a sneaky good game. Oklahoma Nebraska, Auburn Penn State. Beyond that, there's not a ton.
Interested to see Oklahoma and Nebraska should both be 2-0 at that point.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah. Become the biggest game in Scott Frost's time in Nebraska.
It would be. It's one of those that could turn the tide for him.
Absolutely.
They played well last year. Yeah, played right with them.
It would be a bad early loss in the first year for Brent Venables there. All right, top of the hour. Clay Travis is coming up. Michael from Savannah. Listening in and sending us a picture, 7th anniversary trip. He's in his next round T-shirt today, standing by a beautiful fountain. Could be Paris, but he says it's Savannah. And the 7th, Paris is the city of, no, they're the city of lights, not the city of fountains. Who's the city of fountains?
Florence, Italy.
Could be Florence, but it's Savannah, Georgia. 7th anniversary trip, got the next round gear on. Thank you, Michael, for doing that. And thank you guys for being with us. Part of our show today being brought to you by JohnstonRVCenter.com. That's where Clay will join us next, Brownie.
Yeah, he's going to be on the JohnstonRVCenter.com hotline. You can go see them for yourself. I-65 exit 304 in Coleman, 334 in Decatur. Things like that new Clipper Ultralight 182 DBU bunk model from Coachman. Payments as low as $179 a month. See them at Johnston RV Center for details. JohnstonRVCenter.com. Clay Travis from OutKick next.
Follow Rockstar on Twitter at RockstarBHM.